If you have any questions or concerns about this week's episode, please call or text producer Dan at 778-288-9255.
It's time to party, Dan. It's time to turn it up. We're getting crazy, going wild, talking nasty stuff. Dude, scrolling hell, site, fucked up, fire. Boom, roast, mad posts, sticking up the replies. We don't want to go to school. We don't want to get a job. We just want to get online and get our asses fucked. We don't follow the rules. Do whatever we want. It's Fuck Party, the podcast. Like we're tweeting a duck. Fuck Party.
Hello, friends, idiots, and friends who are also idiots. Welcome to your favorite podcast about social media and rejection. It is Block Party. This is episode number 279. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
And with us this week is a returning guest to the program, a fan favorite, and my wife, Becca.
Hi, Becca.
Hello. What's up?
Hello.
What up, dog?
Nice sweater. Is that a little fox?
I think it's supposed to be a fox or a wolf.
Okay.
I just thought it was cute.
That's a cool sweater. Did you see other friend of the show, Derek, is in Vancouver.
Derek is no friend of mine.
Okay. Well, did you see the video of him walking up to the coyote and offering it coffee?
No.
No? What? No.
That was very funny.
Does he have rabies now?
No, by the way, John, I have the same soda. It's really good. Is that the vanilla one?
The vanilla Coke Zevia?
Yeah, that shit is really good.
It's delicious. I didn't really love the cherry Coke. It's a little too medicinal, but the vanilla is
the vanilla
very
one
good.
Is quite nice. Yeah, I've been sipping on that.
But it has caffeine in it, so I might go crazy.
Oh, you're gonna go? Yeah, I already knew you were gonna go crazy this episode. But no, Derek walked up to a coyote and was like, "Here, doggy, you want some coffee?" And then like ran away. But it was a very funny video.
Bite his face off or anything?
No. But it was a really funny video.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've really ever been that close to a coyote before.
Do they have them in Calgary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I work night shifts sometimes, and I was leaving work the other day and like almost got attacked by like a swarm of them.
Oh, my God.
I could hear them on the other side of where I parked my car, and they were like just going fucking nuts while I was trying to get into my car.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Well, when we were in...
Becca thought it was coyotes, but it was actually construction workers hiding in the bush, just commenting on her looks.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
They were just like, ooh.
Hey, John, settle down, okay?
Thank you, Dan.
I'm settled.
3 minutes into this episode.
Thank you, Dan.
Take it easy.
Yeah. It's fine.
I said I had caffeine.
He had caffeine. So.
No, I know. The caffeine is just going to... Well, he's going to crash problem. In about like 45 minutes, so it's fine.
Yeah. You have to put me to sleep halfway through.
Genuinely, that will be your nap time.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, as soon as this episode's over, I'm going directly to bed. There's
John,
no
do you remember when we were in Joshua Tree last year hearing I guess that must have been coyotes, but the pack of like wild dogs going completely apeshit at night?
I don't know if I remember that or not.
Maybe you weren't there. Maybe you were inside, but when we were outside, we could hear it and it was like really crazy.
It's crazy sounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds
like they're dying, right? Like,
it sounds
just, like screaming.
A horror movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
I have been, I guess the coyotes I have been near is the Arizona coyotes.
That's right. That's right, John. Hey, John, where are we going for the summer summit this year?
Not Arizona.
Okay.
Is it a
Thought
surprise
I could trick
again?
You there.
I mean
it's not as big of a deal.
We haven't
this time,
told the guys.
Like,
so. We told them it's in the lower mainland.
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's going to be a little more low key.
The place is sick, though.
I've seen it. It's sick.
Well, I was going to say it's probably tougher because the damn NDP government, I mean, this is an objectively good thing that they did where they made it so your Airbnb, you can't have like multiple houses that you're renting out on Airbnb. But it did make it tougher, presumably, to find a place.
It did, yes. It was harder to find a place. And I don't know. It's possible the place we're staying at is illegal. I don't really know.
It just has to be their primary residence, right? So they have to live there a certain amount of time in the year, I think.
Yes, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I think in the past when we've done like local summits, we have just we've showed you guys the property. So I don't know why we haven't done that, but I guess we're just not at the moment.
Just in surprise mode. Because it's interesting because I feel like I've been to, I guess, 3 so far. Obviously, last year's was
have
like.
Have you been to 3?
Yeah, I think so. Right, the one in Langley, the one in Chilliwack, and then last year.
Okay, yeah.
But the Langley and Chilliwack ones are interesting to me because they're like these big mansions that we're staying at for the weekend. But it's so clear that no one actually lives in them.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So it'll be interesting this year if it's presumably someone actually lives there most of the time, and it'll feel like more like a real house almost. But I guess we'll see.
Having seen the pictures, I would say wait to see it in person.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there will be a wow factor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, we got a little lucky. We were jamming on places for a while, and then
because you and Chad are very good at setting all this stuff up.
Well, we try, but yeah, everything was just kind of okay.
Yeah.
Not amazing. And we had looked a couple different times, and we were just sort of getting to the point where we're like, okay, we'll just have to kind of settle for something. And then this place popped up and it seems pretty sick. So
wow.
I think it's gonna be a good time for the boys. Nice time for us to explore each other.
And of course, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what we do, you know?
Of course. I wonder if I'll still be not drinking then. Probably. But maybe
is that your whole thing now? You don't drink anymore?
Yeah, isn't it fucking annoying?
No, I don't know.
Okay. No,
like,
but
you,
I think,
like, I find you annoying, or like it's annoying to not drink.
No, not drinking is like super easy because there's so many other options. I think you're in a good, I don't say not drinking. For some people, it's not easy, to be clear, but like,
it was easy, like, for me. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But this is just like, this is basically the same thing as beer.
Yeah. But I have noticed though, now you're drinking these like non-alcoholic beers at like 10 a.m. Like we're recording at like 11 a.m. You're having a non-alc beer.
Yeah. It's non-alcoholic. Who cares?
Yeah. That seems like a bit of a
Stefan, we should go
and
get drunk sometime.
No, Dan, I don't want to do that. I mean, I'll hang out with you. Actually, John, you're going to be here in like pretty soon, right?
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, we should do our, we haven't done our annual blocked party dinner for a while.
I know. I just don't know if I'm going to be able to because I'm only back for like 4 days and I'm doing shows like every day.
Yeah.
You can do it without you.
You guys can go whenever want. Put it on the block party tab. But
yeah, I mean, we could do a lunch or something. We can figure something out.
Yeah, sure. We can definitely figure something out. Yeah, maybe on the Friday. We'll discuss. Okay. Well, I'm staying in White Rock. That's always the problem. I come back now and I stay at my parents' place and they live in White Rock. So it's just like not as easy for me to hang out with the boys.
With the fellas. Yeah.
Have you guys gone past our old building since we left? How's it looking?
I don't think I've really been around there.
Okay. I don't go outside anymore. So.
It's still, I think it still kind of looks like shit.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
People have sent us pics and it still looks like it's as under construction as it was when we left.
Yeah, because you moved, what,
September.
Six months ago-ish?
Seven months. Eight.
That's crazy. But and it was like really under construction then and had been for a while.
Yeah, it was probably a year.
We probably
lived in there for a year.
I'll probably be going by it later today, and I'll see if I can take a look.
The last time someone sent me a pic like 3 weeks ago, and it looked like it was still had all the scaffolding up, all of the like, you know, they put that like rain tarp like over that was all still there. So.
Damn.
Because I thought because they have to do the whole building, which is an entire city block. And there's like four separate buildings. So I just kind of thought they would be done the building by now. Like,
yes,
they got like our building. Like I thought for sure the whole construction was going to take like 5 years. But I thought the actual like our building would have been done by now.
Right.
But it seems like it's not. And then they also got to do the inside. They're doing all the pipes also.
Jesus.
So, yeah. I mean, it's
so funny they didn't just tear that place down. It's incredible.
It's one of the stupidest things I've ever been a part of. I mean, I didn't have a vote on the strata, but
no.
I mean, it was nonsense.
It was literally just people not wanting to leave, right? Like, which I understand, but it's like
I think they just think that like at the end of it they're going to be able to sell their places for like $1 million, and I just don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I just think that there's nowhere else in Vancouver to go that's affordable. So they didn't want to.
Yeah, for sure. That makes sense. Yeah.
What?
No, I was just curious if they'd seen the building.
I know, but then you're like, anyways, like you wanted to
change the
subject.
Well, it's a segue. It's a segue. So what are we doing a segue to?
You said anyways, Becca, go ahead. So here we go.
How's John's asshole doing?
Okay, well, that's.
I actually
like,
am curious about
sense,
that too.
Though? Dan,
is he?
Well, he has
is
ass he, troubles, doesn't he?
Is he shitting?
His
right?
ass
is
troubles,
he shitting
I
okay?
think, are fine since he got a bidet, though.
Yeah, ass troubles have been.
I think
pretty
ass
good.
Troubles have been under like under control
most
for years.
Control.
But the bidet doesn't help with like indigestion and stuff, right?
He did have some frustrating times with the bidet though since we moved in.
Oh, like what? Like
it's
installing
not working
it or
with the new toilet? Really?
I've had to change the toilet seat twice.
Oh, like the seat is not, it doesn't fit on the seat or something?
It's like cracking the toilet seat, the bidet.
Yeah, the toilet seat cracked. I never had, so like, cause.
Your ass is so big that it cracked the toilet seat.
Yes.
My ass is a planet, basically. But yeah, so basically I had bought a slow close toilet seat. Cause when we first got here, the toilet seat that was on there did not fit with the bidet.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, we'll just get a new toilet seat. So I just go buy. I'm like, oh, I'll get the slow close, get a nice toilet seat.
Was it a Bemis?
It was a Kohler, I believe.
Okay. That's even better. Bemis is a great brand, but it's more of a lunch pail brand, I would say.
Well, so. I'm going to get to that in a second. So the Kohler, so I buy this slow close plastic Kohler seat, which is nice, but the slow close mechanism also conflicted with the bidet.
The hinges are like in a different.
Exactly. Yeah. So it sat a little above the toilet.
Right.
So like when you would sit on it, it would like go down and lie flush with the toilet. Sure. But if you just put it down and no one was sitting on it, there'd be a gap like about that between the seat and the toilet. So then one day I just went to go sit down on it and the fucking seat just snapped.
Holy shit. Did it cut up your ass?
Under the pressure. No, thank God. I thought it might cut up my ass, but no. So then I had to tape it. So we had like a taped up toilet seat for a little bit. Just God. Truly like... not good stuff. And then I went and got a new toilet seat. I got a Bemis and it was I got a wooden one instead of a plastic one.
Interesting.
So now
Is it slow close as well?
It is also slow close.
A wooden slow close. That's going to be nice.
But the attachments were in a different spot. I should say, when I say wooden, like it's still white. It's not it's not like the old school. You'd go into some people's house and they'd have like a literal wood toilet seat.
Yeah.
It's not that. I'm not a fucking loser, but. But yeah, we're on our third toilet seat in 8 months since we've moved in.
Oh my God.
To accommodate the bidet.
Yeah.
And that's toilet chat.
Yeah. There you go. That is well, heavy. You should just get the seat that has the bidet built in. The Toto seat.
I know.
We might have to do that next if this doesn't work.
And like, that's obviously more expensive.
They're expensive, but like $500 or something.
Yeah. But like it'll change your life, obviously, but that's one where you have to be like 100% sure that it's going to properly fit too, right? Like you have to make sure it's going to fit, but it should fit most elongated bowls, I think.
That's what we have. We have an elongated bowl downstairs.
In the basement, yeah.
Yeah, so.
My shitting toilet is in the basement.
So looking at that, I mean, maybe you can maybe look
we
for like.
We have four toilets. I piss in all the toilets, but I only shit in the basement.
I was going to say.
Which one do you jack off in?
The basement one. The basement one or the middle floor one. It depends.
Or the middle floor one. Interesting.
Depends on where I'm. Yeah. If you guys stay here, the toilet that you'll be using will be the one I jack off into.
Okay. That's good to know. I was wondering, I would have thought the upstairs one would be the shitting toilet.
No, because that's in our.
That's the master bedroom.
Yeah. We have an ensuite.
Right. So you don't want the smell going into the bedroom, I guess.
Yeah. It's more out of respect to Becca. I have shit in it because it also has a bidet. The people who lived here before left a bidet on that toilet.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a bit of a low rent bidet. I think it probably would work good for Becca.
You think Becca would use a low rent bidet?
No, just for the front because it's more like aimed at the front almost.
I don't think it works. I think it's broken.
No, it works. I've used it recently. Oh, okay. But the angle it sprays at, it's a little bit more of a...
And you can't
like,
change the angle on it?
Broken.
Potentially
you can't
vaginal.
You're supposed
to be able to.
Yeah. Vaginal bidet more than a butthole bidet.
A butthole. Okay. Yeah.
What?
No, okay. I mean, that's...
I'm just telling the truth.
No, that's... I know what you're saying. I mean, that's, you know...
Yeah,
I get it.
So, like, if I want to use it on my ass, I kind of have to almost like,
yeah,
I
gotta like just really like hitting sink. Your balls.
Yeah, I gotta. Well, then I gotta like sink down in the toilet seat for it to like hit my ass.
Yeah.
Because if I just let it go, it would hit my nuts.
Yeah. Which is really funny, but
it's kind of nice. When I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton in Montreal, you could aim it, and I had to go on the ball, and it felt real nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right, because you just have... Hey, if you're a recent listener to the show, Producer Dan only has one testicle. Maybe people don't know that, right?
It's probably good to get filled in.
It's weird seeing Dan in kind of a different setup. I know it's like the same room, I guess, technically, but it's not... The lighting's just not the same, you know? Usually he's so well lit, right?
Yeah, I'm having to use my old webcam because all of my gear is like stacked up in my bathroom right now.
Damn, and it's like another week until they replace the floor.
Possibly more. Yeah, I don't really.
Oh
know,
my god!
So I'm gonna kill myself.
Well, don't. Oh, okay, well, Dan, don't kill yourself because you're our producer.
I'm just kidding.
And our friend.
If I did do that, I'd at least make sure to edit the episodes before.
Okay. Thank you. That's very thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're doing that, then yeah. It's, yeah.
Thank you.
That's most of my concern.
Yeah.
Dan. Yeah, I got to tell you.
Dan's been having some crazy diarrhea recently. I'll tell you that.
How do you know?
Are we
going
to talk about
how
this
do you
now?
Think? How do you think?
Oh,
I know?
Oh my God! He's sending pics.
Yeah, he just sent me a pic the other day.
Yeah, do you want? Do you want? Should I make a group chat with you? No, John?
I'll just say what Dan said to me. Oh, one sec. Here.
God. I don't remember what I said, but
I'm getting really. Oh God, I've got the picture looks so fucked. It does look like a Jackson Pollock painting. I'm getting really good at spraying around the bowl.
Like you're trying to make a mess.
It looks like beef broth that someone has sprayed out of an air gun.
I think we should get Dan one of those bathrooms that, like, when you leave, you close the door and it, like, yeah, self cleans the cleans, whole room.
Like on How To with John Wilson when he gets when yes, he like stays like the inside the bathroom. Ones? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be cutting all this out as well.
No.
We're going to have no episode. Stuff. We're going to have no episode.
Yeah,
left.
This is like the whole episode. So.
Suddenly, Dan cares what people think.
Come on, Dan.
Who listen?
Yeah, you're right. I don't care what these fucking freaks think.
I was going to ask Becca if. Mm-hmm. So, have you been playing any new games recently?
Yeah, she's been playing games with my heart.
I tried, people might get mad at this, but I tried to play Cyberpunk and I could not get into it.
I don't think anyone's caping for, okay. I mean, it's a good game, but I don't think we have any like huge Cyberpunk fans listening to the
show. I think
show,
I so gave it like 2 hours and then I was just like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
And then I played, actually, Stefan, I think I told you that you and Jesse should do this on the stream, but mm-hmm. the Dark Anthology horror games where you try to keep everyone alive.
Yes. Yeah.
I played House of Ashes last week and that was pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because I've started playing a game that because you do like open world games. John was saying you might not like this game that I've been playing. It's called Dragon's Dogma. It's like an open world fantasy game.
I think I've seen that promoted to me.
It's brand new. It just came out. The first one came out like 12 years ago. It's fucking incredible. It's like the physics in it are so good.
Right?
It's a Capcom game. Yeah. So the engine, it's a little like, have you played like Resident Evil or any of the new Resident Evil games?
No.
It's similar to like motion and movement and that. So it seems a little like slow at first, but okay. I think you'd probably be able to pick it up pretty quick. And like the whole idea behind it is that you have this party of like NPC characters with you that you're kind of like handpicking, and they have like personalities and stuff, and they're very funny. And they're like doing a lot of the fighting for you as well, or like with you.
Okay.
I think you might like it. I posted some clips of it on my Instagram. John's shaking his head, but
she wouldn't like it.
You don't think she would like it?
No. It's too. Stefan said it's like D&D. You're not gonna like.
Well, it's like D&D in terms of like the world you're in, sort of, right? But did you like The Witcher or not?
The Witcher was one of my top three games of all time.
See, I think you might like. I think you might like this. Then the combat is not that far off from The Witcher. It just has like way better physics.
To me, though, it looked like Dragon's Dogma was almost more like a Command and Conquer type like combat, not top down, but just the idea of you got like a horde versus a horde kind of thing.
So you have like three pawns with you, and then they're just kind of like just like NPCs are just wandering around doing
three pawns
thing.
With you. It's kind of like me on this pod.
Oh, Becca is a pawn.
What?
Yep.
Jesus okay. Christ.
Wow.
Well, and then, or whoever the guest happens.
Sure. Whoever the guest is. It's not Becca specifically.
It's not specifically Becca.
No, but you're fighting, like, you're walking around. The whole thing that's really interesting to me is that it doesn't really have fast travel. So if you want to go.
Oh, I hate that. Okay, I need that.
Okay. You can do fast travel. It's just an item that you have to buy in game. It's like a one-time use thing. So you can use that to fast travel.
It
means you have to like plan out your journeys a lot more, and it'll take like 30 minutes to walk from one town to another. You're getting to all these fights along the way.
Oh God, that sounds awful.
It's so much fun. A lot of the inspiration was taken from like GTA 5 is what the director said, because he wanted to have sort of this like emergent gameplay where like something would happen and then you'd be like, oh my God. And then something else would happen like at the same time or right afterwards. And it'd be all this chaos that you like haven't planned out.
I've told Becca to play GTA 5.
I think you might like GTA 5, actually.
I hate driving cars in video
games. Oh, that is sort of, unfortunately, a big part of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Do you not agree with this, though? I think GTA is actually kind of a good series to, like, learn. She just doesn't like it because she's not good at it.
The driving in GTA
is... Like, it's not like a racing game. Like, no. It's actually kind of a good way to maybe learn how to video game drive.
The driving in GTA
5,
like, I would say GTA 4, the driving is, like, tough.
Yeah, it's much more realistic in GTA.
It's much more realistic, and it's, like, better in terms of, like... I prefer that to the GTA 5 driving, but the GTA 5 driving is just, like, you just, like, kind of point where you want to go. And, like, gotcha. it's pretty easy. And, like, a lot of fun, too.
I played L.A. Noir, and there is some driving in that, and I just, like... I'm just, like, in a corner trying to reverse the whole
and
time.
And that's also, like, Rockstar, but I feel like the driving in that was probably not, like, the high point of the game or the selling point.
No, and you can skip it sometimes in that game, so... Yeah.
I think GTA 5 you could pick up and figure out the driving probably. Like, it's not it is pretty straightforward. And then just the walking around and exploring is really fun too. So
maybe that'll be my next move.
Yeah. And I know John already has it because we've played it online a few times.
Oh yeah. So. GTA 5 is sick. Yeah,
it's fun.
It's a great game. I beat it twice. It's a great game.
It's great. Yeah. I prefer 4 though, I think, is what I've come around on.
Yeah.
I never played the earlier GTAs because I was Nintendo. Like, I always Nintendo. Yeah, yeah. So I never, like, I played GTA 1 and 2 on PC.
I loved those growing up. Those were so
much
fun.
The top down ones were great. And then,
I played, like, all of them.
People bike. It's snowing a lot here, by the way.
Sure, sure.
For like a week.
We've gotten about 30 centimeters.
Is someone biking down your street right now in the snow?
And doesn't even have the, like, fat snow tire.
That seems crazy.
Biking. And like, but even the fat snow tires, I'm like, we'll drive by people biking in the snow. And I'm like, what the fuck is your problem?
Biking in the snow seems really crazy.
It makes no sense.
But I guess if you're in Calgary and that's like your only way to get around, you might not have a choice. But that seems
But then you got to buy like a proper bike and like fat bike tires to do it properly. And that's like,
and
just
Calgary
get
doesn't
a car.
Seem like the most bike friendly city to start with.
Absolutely.
So. A lot of people bike here though.
Yeah, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's like bike friendly.
Like in the summer,
it doesn't
have
downtown doesn't have proper bike lanes. Are you kidding me? If you tried to put bike lanes in downtown Calgary, people would there'd be mass murder.
Yeah,
people would lose their. Oh, the whole town's gone fucking woke. It's gone woke, and it's gone LGBTQ.
People say that here, you know, and like this is like the bike lane capital of North America, right? And people, you still get like the super rich like psychos down in like Kits or whatever complaining about them.
Yeah,
so
Yeah. Well, and Vancouver has like the naked bike rides. Like, if you did a naked bike ride here, the combination of boobs and bike lanes, the city would explode
too much woke,
from
way too much woke. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to figure that out this week. Becca was trying to explain to me this whole boobs woke, anti woke thing. I couldn't figure it out.
That's so funny to me because it's just the culture war, and it's just people wanting to grasp onto like,
wait, what is this?
The thing with Sydney Sweeney, where it's like Sydney Sweeney is a blonde, a hot blonde woman with big boobs, and that means she's anti woke.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, I've what are you this talking completely. About? It's all these little like rat faced guys talking about it. Shut the fuck up! I don't want to hear this. You're ruining boobs for me.
Well, I think that's what some people were saying though, is that like woke people and anti woke people can come together and agree on one thing, and that's Sydney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah.
So that makes them anti-woke. What are we agreeing on? That they're nice?
No, that those aren't anti-woke. They're both. It's both. I think one of them is anti-woke. The right one is anti-woke and the left one is woke.
I've never been so confused in my life as I am right now.
You it's, and the listeners.
Well, there's been a lot of talk of Sydney Sweeney's breasts in the media lately for some reason.
I only know about it because people post like screen grabs of it on Blue Sky or whatever. And it's like, can you stop posting screen grabs from posting screen grabs of bad Twitter posts on Blue Sky is really annoying. It's like, I don't want to. That's why I'm here. I don't want to see those posts, you know?
I sort of feel like you just had Google alerts set up for Sydney Sweeney boobs, and that's how you found out about it.
I do have that set up. Okay. Yeah, just to be clear.
Okay. But, that's important to just get across.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to stay woke in this sort of, you know, anti-woke society here in Calgary, Alberta, but.
Of course.
It's not always easy.
Yeah. But you guys are enjoying it out there? It's almost April.
Yeah.
And it's still snowing quite a bit.
This is the biggest snowfall we've got all year.
Like really? The rest of winter has been totally manageable.
Yeah, and it's like sunny as well.
We've been
right?
so lucky.
Yeah.
I actually, this is a hot take, but I actually think the weather here is better than Vancouver.
Oh, I thought I like famously is, I think, right? Like, because it doesn't
rain.
Well,
when we said we were moving here, the number of people that told me like, oh, the winters, enjoy having winter 9 months a year. And it's like, it's been sunny and beautiful most of the winter.
I think just the fact that it's sunny sort of cancels out the cold.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather have sun than dreary Vancouver where it's raining all the time.
I understand that. I will say it was last week, it was like 21 degrees and sunny here.
But it was that here.
It was 18 degrees and sunny here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just going to be like that in a lot of places.
Yeah.
From now on, unfortunately. But that was quite nice. It is, of course, like 9 degrees and pouring rain today. So you know, you're not like, it doesn't, does it rain in Calgary like that much? Or
no, it's actually like drought conditions.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The snow is actually good. Like this is good.
We need the precipitation.
Yeah. But we've gotten hammered this last like week, and it was the same thing. It was plus 18 last weekend, and then Tuesday we got like 20 centimeters of snow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And it's still coming down right now.
Yeah. Yes. It's been snowing basically for like 5 days straight.
God.
Yeah. But the other thing too is like snow here just isn't a big deal because they actually like take care of the roads and everybody
have, like,
has winter tires.
It
does not shut down the city in any way.
Yeah. What we would have spent on building bike lanes, we instead spend on ice, salt, or whatever the fuck they use here. Gravel, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't even know. But
when are you guys coming to visit?
Yeah, we're waiting here.
I kind of I was talking to another friend of mine who doesn't live in Calgary, but has family there, grew up there. You know, Dimitri, John.
Mm-hmm. I am familiar.
Yeah. So he's thinking about going back there for the Calgary Stampede, possibly. So it'd be kind of fun to
John's
come out
away.
What?
I am away. I will be in Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Well, most of the Stampede, the second weekend of the Stampede is during the summit.
So you'll also be away.
Well, okay, never mind.
If you come for the first weekend of the summit or the first weekend of the Stampede, I will be here.
So you know what that means? I just realized because part of it, talking to Dimitri, he was like, well, part of the fun is going to be during the Stampede. It's like the Euro 2024 like finals are happening as well. So that means those are going to be happening during the summit. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, I know for you, Stefan, it's a lot of like you would want to come to the Stampede sort of for the animal cruelty aspect of it. But
yeah, I do hate animals.
Yes, exactly. So that'll still be happening whether you're here or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't plan it on purpose, but I am gone for a lot of it. The first weekend of the Stampede, I'm here, and then I'm away at a curling camp, and then going right from there to
the
summit.
Are you teaching at the curling camp, or?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, just like instructing, hanging out with the kids. It's like it's a camp for kids. It's like 13 to 18, I think.
Okay.
And so, yeah, just going and hang out with the kids, teach them a little bit about curling, you know.
I bet those kids get bullied a lot.
Yeah, by me. I'm like, you fucking losers. What are you doing here? I don't think, honestly, and I was a pretty big nerd in high school, but I don't think I got bullied any more for curling. Like, I don't think people really...
Not to your face.
Yeah, I'm sure behind my back, and I'm sure it definitely made some girls be like, I could never talk to this guy that curls or whatever, but I don't think... Yeah, I never really got too much like, oh, you curl, you're such a loser, you know?
Yeah. That's
strange to me.
Well, I think it's like such a, it's not a, I don't think it's like a loser sport. Like, I think curling is cool, obviously.
Thank you, Stefan.
But I think it's just like, it's like an interesting like novelty. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think it's necessarily like nerdy. I'd say it's like, is it an old man sport? I would say it's more of an old man sport than a nerd sport.
Mm.
Oh, would you agree with that? Yeah.
Professionally. It's like pretty... Like, they're
young,
pretty athletic, the people who are actually good.
I guess, like, now, but I when I think of curling, I do think of, like, old guys from Ontario. Like, I think of just because my grandpa curled, right? So I just think of, like, that, you know, Kitchener,
there's
Ontario.
There's definitely lots of old people who curl. But I would say there's also a lot of nerds that curl.
Okay.
I still think it is pretty nerdy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As far as, like, sports go?
Definitely. If you're comparing it to other sports, I think it's got to be up there for one of the nerdier sports.
I guess it, like, depends, like, because it's, like, is it nerdy to play or nerdy to watch or both? Because like baseball, I feel like has become kind of a nerdy sport to like follow, right?
Yeah,
but I think it's nerdy both. like, don't people call it chess on ice or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Do
they call it
that?
That okay.
Nerdy.
Well, yeah, that is kind of nerdy.
They do call it that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you consider it chess on ice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you
He's
good
a chess
at chess?
Master.
No, I'm not good at chess.
No, we tried to play it on stream once and it's the angriest the chat has ever been at anyone ever.
I was like, I was in my chess club at school. And like, I think when I was younger, I was maybe a little more interested in it, probably just because I thought it was like what smart kids would be good at. You know, I was in the gifted program. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be good at chess or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I just think, I don't know. I guess I just, my more attitude towards chess now is like, there's way other, like way sicker board games than chess. I just like, I don't want to,
I guess it is a board
it's
game.
A board
it doesn't
game,
have
yeah.
a board. Yeah. It's technically a board. Like, is there on Board Game Geek, is chess on there?
Yeah, I think so.
That's really funny. Just rating chess
just
on
chess.
Board Game
yeah,
Geek.
Let's see. Right.
It's gotta
let's
be,
see,
it's probably in the top 100, I would imagine. Right.
I mean, it's pretty, yeah. Pretty sort of legendary game.
Yeah. It's a classic game. Yeah.
It is funny. Cause they put the, like, you know, the board game release date beside the thing. And so it says chess bracket 1475. chess is ranked 441st overall. 7.2 and the abstract board game category, it's 47.
Okay. All right.
It has 7,600 comments on Board Game Geek.
That's
about
so
chess.
Funny.
Someone wrote,
someone needs to nerf the rook.
Someone gave it 10 out of 10 and wrote goat.
Chess is kind of the goat when it comes to board
chess
games.
Chess is kind
actually.
Of the goat. Okay. This is a good one. 6 out of 10. Hey, the classic. The score is either 3 when I'm not in the mood or 10 when I am.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense, I think.
I mean, I guess. That's yeah. kind of
I get,
stupid.
I get, girls I get, wrote that comment.
I get what
most people who write this, who are writing these comments, they just write like classic. Like, oh, this is just a classic. Oh, this is a good one. Avoid. FIDE is transphobic. What does FIDE stand for?
Oh, is that like the...
It must be the chess. Oh, International Chess Federation.
Yes.
So you got to avoid
Presumably they've done... Yeah, I would imagine.
Probably done some bad stuff. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also just like people are writing like just the chess set they got.
Yeah, they're reviewing their own
like
chess
they're rating
set.
It. Like someone just wrote wooden brown white.
Okay.
And that's
I've got
the
like
only...
I've got like the Simpsons chess, you know. I remember seeing that a while ago at like Spencer's Gifts or whatever.
Oh, like the little pieces are Simpsons characters.
Yeah, pretty good. They have like Star Wars chess, you know. I did play Ticket to Ride a little while back, and I'm surprised at how long it took me to try that game. And it's not shocking that I both am a fan of and I think I'm pretty good at a board game about trains.
Ticket to Ride, though, the only problem with Ticket to Ride is if you're playing the original one, if you know the strategy, like playing the game properly is the worst strategy.
Right. So there's like a meta.
There's like an OP strategy in Ticket to Ride.
And what is that strategy?
Well, basically the distribution of points for completing routes is not high enough. Okay. So completing routes, like chasing smaller routes, doesn't actually make as much sense as just trying to claim as many of the long routes as possible.
That's kind of what I was doing when I was winning. So
you should always be like technically the correct strategy is to take the lowest scoring routes possible because you lose points for not completing routes.
Right.
Commensurate with how long the route is. Right.
Right. Right.
So you take the lowest scoring routes possible and then you completely ignore them and you just try to create the longest route using the as many of the 6 routes as you can. And you will almost always beat someone who's chasing shorter routes, just like trying to complete their route tickets.
Interesting.
I love that you're telling me this now after the many times you've beat me playing Ticket to Ride.
So they've tried to nerf it by now. They because they realized this was happening. So they made a new rule Like some of the newer versions of the game will have, like, you get a bonus for the most completed tickets.
Yes.
So that kind of like balances out. But like the original game of Ticket to Ride, yeah, that's the best strategy. We haven't played it a lot.
With your family, we play it.
Yeah, well.
And you always fucking win.
What can I say? It's kind You're of a broken at it. Game.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a good chess review before we get onto the social media updates. You will never catch me being excited to play a game of chess. Maybe it's because I played it so extensively when I was younger, but I'm so tired of it. I just get this feeling, almost like a reminder, that I should be playing something else, that I've moved on from chess and on to better things. I know that chess slander is very common in this hobby, but I kind of get it. After getting in this hobby, there's just so many other games that give me a lot more joy. And I truly don't believe that it's this perfect game that a lot of people seem to claim it is. There's better strategy games than chess now. It's over. It's 500 years old, for God's sake.
It's over is such a funny thing to say.
Chess
about
is
chess.
Over, dude. Chess is
especially because I feel
over.
Like it's kind of experiencing a resurgence in popularity. Like it's,
it is for sure.
It was pretty big on Twitch there for a while. I think it's pretty big on like YouTube and like. I don't know. I think it seems kind of more popular than it was like 20 years ago.
Because of the Queen's Gambit show.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Anyway, speaking of interesting things, let's move on to our social media updates.
What a fucking good segue. Now let's move on. It's time to discuss what popped up in your feed. Who are you following? What did you see? Sports or politics, tweets and skis, hot takes on the TL, or fast food freaks, it's our social media update.
Becca, we always like to start with the guest. What is going on your social media?
Well, I thought I'd do a little bit of a throwback because listeners of this pod enjoyed so much when I went back and found some of John's old bad tweets.
Oh boy.
That kind of like forced him into deleting like the last decade of his Twitter history. I'm trying to remember what some of those were, like about Entourage that famously turned into merch for this show.
A lot of them were about Entourage, I think.
There's quite a few Entourage ones.
A lot of them were directed at women as well.
Okay. When you say it like that,
I would say they were about women. They weren't at the women.
Some of them were at the women.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, what, the tweets or what we're about to see, Dan?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Oh, no.
I've sent Dan a couple things. So I thought for today, my social media update would actually be, digging up John's Facebook history a little bit.
Oh my God.
So great. John, I didn't know him then.
clarify that.
Well, yeah. But Facebook
you would
has
have loved me back then as well.
Well, looking at these statuses, I'm not so sure.
Really? So you're saying if we met like 10 years earlier, you wouldn't have been into me?
Well, I guess my statuses were probably pretty bad back then too, but...
I mean, you come on my own podcast and you...
Are you going to let me speak or...
Silencing women.
That's what most of the statuses are about.
Facebook has this feature where you can just like go to someone's page, click a year, and it will show you everything they posted in that
great
year.
Great feature. Wow.
So I did not have to like actually scroll all the way back to these, but the year is around 2008.
I'm 23.
When do you think you first got Facebook? 2008 is where I started looking.
04, when I first got Facebook, it was when you had to have a university email address to get it because it was still like connected.
Oh,
so
okay.
When I first got it, it was like UBC got Facebook and that was like a big deal. It was like, oh fuck, like we can get onto Facebook now. And it was all connected to your classes. So you would like go on and you would put in like what classes you were taking at university. And then other people that were taking those classes would show up, or it was almost like they created groups like before groups existed. It was probably 05, maybe 04 or 05.
Well, yeah. I didn't go that far back. Maybe
they might not have even had statuses back in the early days. I don't think they did. I think it was just you could post to your... No, I guess they would have, because you would have had the Facebook wall or whatever.
Wasn't it just like John Cullen is .. and then you'd say like,
Well, you'll see some of that. So,
okay.
I sent Dan a couple. I don't know that we necessarily have to go through all of them. I think
there's
a few that
I definitely think we should show. Okay. I'll put up the first one now.
I kind of numbered them. And if we don't get to all of them, that's okay. But I thought what would be fun is actually hearing them read in Stefan's voice. So if Dan can put them up on the screen and then have Stefan read them.
Bro. Come on.
So what's the date? What's the date of it, Stefan?
This is March 20th, 2010.
Okay. So, Jesus. Almost exactly 14 years ago.
Rode the elevator with all the remaining models on Germany's Next Top Model. Breathing equals failure.
What does that even mean?
They were so hot I couldn't breathe.
But that's saying it that way doesn't make sense. It no makes one perfect says sense. Breathing oh. equals failure.
Have you ever been on an elevator with all of Germany's
Have
Next
you ever been on Reddit?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say, like, I was like out of breath or blown away, but saying breathing equals failure, I thought that
that's
was
like an
special.
Early 2010s internet way of talking, I feel.
Yeah,
like
it's like an emo kind of you know, it was my favorite Fall Out Boy song, breathing equals failure. I will say it,
Dan, why
it,
are you opening this in VLC? It's a picture.
Because this shit's
why are you
busted.
Shut the fuck up. My whole setup is fun.
Sorry,
right now.
It's just insane to open a picture in VLC. Sorry.
I love it.
Thank you for blurring the names, Dan. I forgot to tell you to do that, but you figured it out.
Dan
no problem.
Yeah.
It's okay. My dad and I have never really been like, we don't really talk about like women or anything. Like, you know, I think some people have that relationship with their dad where it's just like, oh, you know, this actress is hot or whatever. Like, my dad and I never talked about that, but this was really, we were in LA. We were doing like a road trip to go watch hockey, and we were staying at a nice hotel in downtown LA, and we were both on the elevator, and like six of the most gorgeous women you've ever seen in your life just all got on the elevator at the same time. Yeah. Well, I didn't know you, and maybe you were there. I don't know. Just Germany's Next Top Model. And it was just like one of those moments where my dad and I just kind of looked at each other like, all right.
Oh, my God.
It was cool.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we can probably go on to the next one, Dan.
All right. Here's the next one.
Go for it, Stefan.
This is actually
smart. Oh, my God.
No, this is great. This is good.
Go for it, Stefan.
I would tweet this today.
No, come on, dude. I don't want to say this because it sounds like
say
I'm
it,
saying
Stefan.
It.
It's going to end up as a Golf King sound alert.
This is on Christmas 2012.
I have lots of thoughts on Christmas.
Yeah. This status goes out to all the ladies who put makeup on this morning before they opened gifts so they didn't look bad in the Christmas pictures. Respect.
That's smart.
This is just
34 likes.
This is just
likes, 10 comments.
This is John Cullen's brain before like the internet poisoned his brain.
Poisoned or fixed?
Yeah.
John, you're very brave for airing this stuff out.
I think this is totally acceptable. John, this is a smart tweet. You got to have the matching PJs, you got to look good in the Christmas photos. This was honestly more like, I think this is reading more earnest than it should. This is more like a joke, like, oh, you know, like you can notice the people who put effort into, like, I know I'm going to be having Christmas.
No, I think that's how people interpret it.
Oh, okay. Then I'm good. Great joke. I was 2 years into being a comedian
at
that
point. This is a joke? Okay.
Good tweet. Good status.
All right. Next, Dan.
Oh, this is a classic.
No, this rocks. October 21st, 2010. I just found out from my landlord that when I get an HD TV later this month, he's going to let me piggyback on their HD for free. And then all caps, no spaces. Oh, man, life is good sometimes. # don't tell Shaw.
That's a win for John Cullen.
That's
right
big.
There.
That's
that
big.
Yep.
I'm with you on this one. It is.
Okay.
This seems like it was like 40 years ago.
I just like that
HD TV was like a separate thing, you know?
Yeah, it was. I remember thinking when I moved out of my parents' house, like, I got to get an HD TV.
Of course, yeah.
And then, I think the concept, like, this would be totally normal now. Like, I was living in a basement suite.
Yes.
So that was the idea. He's like, oh, I think we can just get another box from Shaw and you can just use that. Like, that's not a novel concept, really. But it was like, no, whoa, he's then, just going to let me have another box. This yeah. rules.
That's I just very liked funny. The all caps, no spaces. Yes. It's very wholesome. Oh, man, life is good sometimes. Mm-hmm. One
that
like.
That was like kind
of
like.
One like four comments.
A lot of the old tweets you found. Mm-hmm. Where it'd be like, oh, this amazing song came on in my car.
I had a great day, signed John Cullen.
I love that. John, you're so, all right, you're so precious.
All right, here's the next one.
You know what? This movie did have a good soundtrack. So yeah. John
this
Cullen.
This is the one with the Daft Punk soundtrack.
Yeah. Right? Yes. So this is yeah. one where it used to be like, you would, because it would be like your name and then like, is about to do whatever yes. is going to do this. Yes. So this is John Cullen, your name up there, is about to see his first movie ever solely for the soundtrack. Tron Legacy, you're mine, bitch.
It's also so funny because John doesn't see movies no, I know. And I just loved it.
It's very funny that you've seen Tron Legacy.
I genuinely went to the theater because I was like, I want to hear the soundtrack in theater sound.
Yeah. That's reasonable.
But the movie was shit. And the soundtrack, honestly, great. Wasn't that good either.
They're making another Tron movie, I think, too.
Yeah, so. It's crazy. Yeah. D-Rezzed is a very good song from that soundtrack, but okay. most of it is it's just fine. It's not yeah. amazing. But yes, yeah.
I do remember it being like a big deal that Daft Punk was doing the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, so, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, I think there's two or three left. We might as well just do them all at this point.
Yeah, oh, this yeah. next one is my favorite, I think.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go.
Oh yeah.
You also have to, I know people can kind of see the video if they look on YouTube, but you also kind of have to explain the photo, Stefan.
Yeah, so the picture is
I'm doing Movember. This is yeah, I'm doing Movember.
Sure. What are you doing with your
November 1st, 2010? You're doing the Lin-Manuel Miranda lip bite.
Yeah. Yeah.
The haircut is incredible.
Well, do you have
the haircut? It was just growing. I had just shaved it. So that's like what my hair looks like when it grows back from shaving right. it.
Your okay. hair looks crazy here.
Yeah, it's not good. It's bad hair for
you've
sure.
You've got the pencil on the ear,
yeah.
which comes up here.
Yeah.
You're looking at the camera here. Stash day one. I'm teaching library today. Note the pencil and librarian sweater. It's cashmere. And it's a red sweater. You can tell it's a nice sweater.
It is. I got it at a thrift store, and it is yeah. pure cashmere. And it was a very nice sweater.
Yeah. I just love this one. I love the lower lip bite, and yeah. saying it's cashmere in the same post is just yeah.
really very, very. This is just.
You don't think
John
I look
Cullen
hot in this pic, babe?
Distilled.
It's not like the most flattering angle, per se, but it kind of looks like you're trying to look hot, which I think makes it funnier.
I don't. But the thing is, like, I don't. I know of my mindset at that time, and I don't actually think I was like trying to be like, hey, I'm biting my lip because I'm sexy. I think I just was like, what else am I supposed to do with my face? Like, I don't think I was like, hey, here, check out this
yeah.
sexy pose or whatever.
Yeah. All right. I think there's one or two more.
Yeah, there's two left.
Okay.
Ah. So
this is why I wanted Stefan to read them.
This is there's a Kings of Leon song that came out about this time. Yep. This is September 24th, 2008, and again, this is the way Facebook statuses worked back then. And it's just your name, and then you wrote the status after, and the status was John Cullen's sex is on fire. Mm-hmm. And then someone commented and said, "Ouch, that can't be a good thing."
That's his cousin.
I was gonna say it's a family member. I feel yeah. like.
And
very funny. I mean, posting lyrics as your Facebook status is like obviously everyone was doing that back then. But
yeah,
there was
a lot
of
mark down
that.
The timestamp of that for Jesse.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
This was definitely not related to anything sexually that
no,
was happening
it was
in
just
my
the
life.
Song
I was a huge Kings of Leon fan.
Yes.
Well, I still yeah. am. But yeah. yeah.
I just liked this one because I thought of your cousin who's like a little bit older than you, mm-hmm. maybe not realizing this is lyrics and thinking you have like a sexually transmitted infection.
And
or
I
something.
Was trying to let everybody know that.
Yeah. She's like, ouch.
Ouchie.
All right. Last one, Dan.
All right. Last one here.
That's just good.
That's you know,
I don't even really.
Well, it's a movie quote. Mm-hmm. This is John on September 2nd, 2010 saying, "I'll be your Huckleberry."
Is that okay? I guess I'm just not getting
it's from
the
Tombstone. It's from the yeah. movie Tombstone.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer playing Doc Holliday, and I think I had just seen the movie, so I just I thought.
So
that was
it's
a cool...
romantic thing.
No.
Oh.
No,
if no. you had said I'm going to show like 6 or 7 posts from John, and how many of them are about movies that he's seen?
Yeah.
I mean, I was at 0, and it was 2 of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, he it's actually like a badass quote. Like someone it wants to duel. And he's like dying.
Oh,
Doc Holliday is dying
like...
of tuberculosis.
Oh.
And so they want to duel. And I think the person wants to duel with Wyatt Earp, I think is the context. And then Doc Holliday is like, you want to duel? And he's like dying. He's like leaning up against a tree. And he's like, I'll be your Huckleberry.
Gotcha. I thought this was like you kind of subtly making a message to a woman or something.
I mean, maybe that too. Who knows?
But. Yeah. Anyways, that's just a little blast from the past.
That's really good.
John's
wonderful.
Facebook status.
I'm going to stop inviting you on the show.
Thank you, Becca. No, I'm going to invite you more.
Never ends up well for me.
We should do an entire episode of just John's
This is really, really
posts.
Good. John, thank you for being a good sport as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love you, John.
Honestly, these were not that bad. So I think you're fine.
I think the first one's probably the worst one. Breathing equals failure.
That was, that's,
Again, so. I bring it back to... All of you should try to be on an elevator with 6 contestants from Germany's Next Top Model and see how you do.
Well, I'm not going to post breathing equals failure.
Yeah, that doesn't
I think I'd be fine. Yeah,
you should.
I would post like Ich bin ein horny or something.
same, basically. 2010 breathing equals failure is the equivalent of 2024 Ich bin ein horny.
Yeah.
Stefan, what's going on here?
Well, I know this is a segment we're doing already, but I kind of have a segment within a segment, John.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
This is, what did I name this? What's on Stefan's For You page, where we kind of check how my Instagram algorithm is doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I just want to play this first, and let me know if you can hear this.
Okay. Yep.
What's on Stefan's For You page? What's on Stefan's For You page? A game speed run at record pace. A senior cat without a face. What's on Stefan's For You page? Okay. Well,
people are always hoping for the Radiohead parody song introducing the new segment.
You know what's funny is I've used that exact song for a Golf Kings parody song as well. So I think it does lend itself well to parody songs, to be honest.
Radiohead or just that song in particular?
Well, I think Radiohead, but that song specifically, I think, is...
What song is that again?
That's Jigsaw Falling Into Place.
You nailed the vocal on that, I gotta say.
I knew it was on In Rainbows. Yeah, people are always saying Stefan's sort of like a young Tom York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just how pale and sickly I look, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And how jittery...
Yeah. Anyway, I am getting a lot of senior cats recommended on there, which is annoying because it'll be a thing where it's like, oh, I bet you won't follow a 25-year-old cat on Instagram. And it's like, no, I won't, because you're going to be posting in 6 months that it died and I'm going to get sad.
Yeah.
But the thing I've been getting
I
on there a lot.
I should start following them.
Okay. Well, it's not because I follow it that it dies, but the thing that I've been seeing on there a lot recently, and it's because I just liked a couple of the videos, is floorball and bandy highlights, and they're so interesting to me because they're really cool. Floorball is basically it reminds me of just like floor hockey, essentially. It's a little different. Bandy is crazy to me because when you watch the highlights of it, it looks like an AI generated, like it looks fake. It doesn't look real because
it looks like if you typed hockey into AI, it would spit this out.
Yes, because it's hockey. It's essentially. It's hockey, but it's like it's played with a ball and it's played on an ice sheet that is the size of a soccer field. Mm. And the nets are bigger too. The nets are like not soccer goal sized, but like closer to soccer goal sized. And it looks like the goalie can never stop the ball. It just looks really crazy. Here's a highlight that I got on my For You page. And it looks, because they pull back with the camera too, so you see how big it is. And it just doesn't look real to me.
This is new to me. I've never heard of this.
It's quite cool.
It's like a Scandinavian.
It's
thing,
Russian
right?
and Swedish. I think it's really
Russian.
Big there.
Okay.
And then like floorball is Scandinavian as well. But like, I just kind of like getting highlights of sports that you're not necessarily super familiar with, but you can be like, I can still tell that was like a cool play. But I think what's interesting about this is that the players get up to speed. They get up to really high speeds because they have so much longer to skate.
Right.
But here's the clip that I found. anyway, the top comment on this is, what is the goalie supposed to do? And you're going to kind of see why, because it looks impossible to stop.
I'm what excited. Is the goalie supposed to do?
Okay. It's really funny how big the net is.
What?
Oh, okay. We didn't need audio for that, I guess.
Like, it looks, this looks fake, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks just cool. Like, yeah, I guess that's in. I don't know.
It looks cool. I think this would be a very fun sport to watch and play for sure. But like, it just seems like it doesn't seem like a real sport.
It looks like a bunch of 4 year olds playing on like a full size soccer field.
Yeah. And because they're playing with a ball on the ice too, right?
Really?
I think it's like a rubber ball. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's really interesting.
And this is like popular some places
in Sweden and Russia. And I think Finland, it's quite big,
like professional leagues in this.
Yeah, I think so. What? Yeah. So it's about the size of like a field hockey net, I would say.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
It's exactly a field hockey net.
Yeah. So yeah, just it's so there's something so weird about seeing a sheet of ice this big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like when I first saw it and then it cuts to the net, I just like laughed because it's just like,
yeah, you don't expect that that's what the net's going to look like when the guy's winding up for a shot.
No, because the floorball net is like about the size of a hockey net. Yeah, might even be smaller, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like getting stuff like this recommended to me on Instagram. I've now followed the Just Bandy account, and I'll be getting a lot more Bandy in the weeks to come. John?
Happy for you.
Happy for you, yes. Yeah. This is definitely one where... you'll want to go to the YouTube because this video has no sound, but it is really perfect.
Okay.
This is
from, on Twitter, John.
Yeah.
Well, but watching us on YouTube.
Watching us, like watching this episode on YouTube so you can see this video. No, but if not, yes.
I just forgot we do video episodes.
You can go to Twitter. friend of the show, Vince Mancini. He's host of Pod Yourself a Gun, Pod Yourself a Wire, or whatever the fuck the wire one's called. I think that's what it's called. But Vince just wrote, for everyone having a bad day, please enjoy this surveillance video of my brother-in-law spraining his ankle on flat ground outside of his office.
All right.
And it is, I mean, it's really special.
Here we go. Oh, man.
Oh, I know what that feels like.
Yeah, I've done that too, where you just step wrong. It sucks. It sucks because it just makes you feel like I forgot how to walk.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I'm a human being.
And it's just you've like, it's so, oh my God, yeah. I mean, I've
dropping
definitely
been the binder. He's got really his hands funny. On his knees.
Is he wearing a vest also?
Yeah, he's wearing a vest. That's... And then keep it going, Dan, because he's going to go and just like sit down on the curb.
What? Is he wearing like bad shoes or something? Because I could see that happening if you're wearing flip-flops.
I think he's wearing just like regular shoes.
I think it's just regular shoes.
I've just definitely done that where like your foot goes down on kind of, even on flat ground, your foot goes down on kind of a weird angle or something, right?
Yeah.
And it just like gives out, right? Oh,
but he goes to pick up the binder. He's still like, fuck, this actually hurts even more than I thought it did.
Oh yeah. He's doing the heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him limp away.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then Vince followed it up with, there are so many things to love here. At first, I thought the binder drop was my favorite. Then it was the hands on head reaction. But really, I think the hands on knees, let's take a breather moment, ties it all together. And then Vince wrote, important update. I'm being told that it was actually outside a client's office that they were pointing and laughing out the window and halted a company-wide meeting in progress to find the video.
Oh, God. No.
So, really yeah, really, really good stuff. It's actually from 2021, but Vince had retweeted it recently, and I was just like, that's just some quality content right there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Love watching a guy sprain his ankle. We've all been there. Beautiful moment. And speaking of beautiful moments, let's move on to our block tale.
What did you tweet? You brought receipts. Block tale. Woo! No longer can see the post. It's a block tale. Woo! You probably deserved it. It's a block tale.
All right, Becca, you've had some pretty unhinged block tales in the show's past. What do you have for us this time?
Yeah, this is not any less unhinged. Yeah, it's a hard story to explain because I don't even fully understand what happened, but maybe you guys can kind of help me tease apart what you think happened. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before or not, but for those of you who don't know, I was married before I dated John. So I'm a previously divorcee.
Yep.
And a couple months after my ex and I broke up, I got tagged in this weird Instagram post. I'm not going to name my ex. I don't want people to look him up. I'm just going to call him Jim Bob.
Okay.
So first thing that happens is that I get tagged in this post. And this post says, Jim Bob is a bad man who makes innocent people sad and ruins their life.
Oh my God.
Hope someone will break your heart as well if you have one. So I'm already like, what the fuck is this? It's not an account I recognize. It's not a name I recognize. And they've tagged me and a bunch of my ex's friends on this post.
Sure.
So I message my ex and I'm like, hey, I got tagged in this weird thing. Do you know what this is about? And he's like, I have no idea who this person is, but everyone who follows me on Instagram has been like, they've been tagging people that just follow me so that they see it. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. And then a few days go by and I get a DM from this account and it is insane. They messaged me, Beck, I'm begging you, if you still can, hurt him. I will be praying for you, although I don't believe there is a God. Jim Bob killed my relationship, and if he still has a heart, if you can hurt his heart, all my good wishes will be with you.
Holy shit.
And then a few minutes go by. I obviously do not respond to this. And then this person goes, I'm happy for you that you're not together with him anymore. Now, nobody knew that me and my ex broke up at this point. It was not public knowledge. Like, our immediate families probably knew.
Right.
This is a few months after we broke up. I think I had just recently moved out of the place that I shared with him. And I do not know how this random stranger on Instagram knew that we broke up. That really freaked me out. I ended up messaging my ex again and was just like, hey, I'm getting messages from this person. He still didn't know what was going on. And I ended up blocking this person. I tried to find them on Instagram today to see if they still have an account and I couldn't find them. But yeah, I don't know what those messages are about. If this person was like not well and perceived that something happened.
I think they're definitely not well.
Yeah.
That's...
But like my first thought on reading that was like, you know, maybe my ex like slept with this guy's girlfriend or something. And so when I was texting with my ex about it, I was like, did something happen with this guy's girlfriend? He's saying you like ruined his relationship. And he's like, honestly, no. He's like, I have no idea what this is. And then the other thing that I thought maybe it could be is that my ex was a musical artist.
Right.
Decently known in the EDM world.
Okay.
And he has a lot of songs that are kind of like breakup type songs,
oh,
I guess.
Okay.
So I also thought maybe this guy's girlfriend like listened to the lyrics of one of my ex's songs and decided to break up with this guy and was like, oh, these lyrics really spoke to me or something. And this guy's blaming him for the relationship ending. But then as far as I could tell on this person's Instagram, they do not live in, like, at the time we were living in the United States. This person is like, it was South America or something. So I have no idea what those messages are, but I still to this day do not know how this person knew that me and my ex broke up. There was nothing on either of our social medias. We'd only told people really close to our families that we were breaking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have any hypotheses about what you think else that could be, but it was so bizarre.
I think he slept with the guy's girlfriend.
But that's, they weren't even in America. That's what I couldn't figure out, too.
I still think that he slept with the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah, could be. Maybe that's how he would have known we weren't together anymore. Yeah,
the
know.
Song theory is interesting. I'm going to go with that because that's really crazy.
It was me. It's time to finally come clean. I am the mysterious South American man. It is just like, I think it could have almost been like some kind of strange, like not bought, but just like some kind of elaborate con. But then, yeah, the fact that they knew that you and him broke up was so weird.
That's really strange.
It was so freaky. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's very weird.
So that's my block.
It's one of the crazier blocks that we've ever had. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know what else it could be other than your two potential theories.
Or this person is just not very in touch with reality, and they've heard something in a lyric or a song that they think is more meaningful than it is.
Right. That it's like specifically about their partner, someone they like, or I guess
they might also
true,
just have put out a wild guess that you guys broke up or something too, right? Like if they're really crazy and like, but it's just weird that obviously it had just happened.
It was weird to get those messages for sure.
That's wild.
Very weird.
I mean I guess they're gone, so because it would have been interesting to try to follow up. I'd be like, oh, they're still
talking about it.
Yeah,
still
they're really still mad
really
at my
mad
ex.
About
something's
whatever happened
on.
In 2017.
It's very strange, do you remember, like, did you look at their Instagram at the time? Did they have any other pictures, or was this like a new Instagram account that was created just to do this?
No,
or what
they
was
had
there?
Other pictures. That's how I could tell that they weren't living in the United States where we were living at the time. And I don't remember there being photos, like couple photos with a girl that would lead me down like a rabbit hole of trying to figure out who this potential partner was. It was just like photos of a guy that was probably like early 20s and lived in, I think it was South America somewhere. So
very strange.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you have a listener theory, you know, feel free to send it in.
If you know,
or if you know this
what
person,
happened,
yeah, please
let me know.
Please let us know. We've got a good block of the week. It's nice when a block or a listener block, I should say. It's nice when a listener is inspired by something they saw on the show, and that's what happened this week. Tim sends in this block, and Tim managed to get someone to delete their Reddit account in a similar fashion to what Austin was talking about. So Tim writes,
okay,
hey guys, listening to the episode with Austin Lonneberg and his block tale reminded me of a hilarious situation that I stumbled upon on Reddit. While scrolling through the Drums subreddit, I came across a post from a kid asking for feedback on his first performance. I'll let you guys look at the two pictures attached so that I don't ruin the fun, but needless to say, the kid deleted his account shortly after. Love the show. Get Dan some water. Tim. So.
Why am I catching strays here? What the fuck is that?
Well, So this kid writes on Reddit, I'm 12 years old and this is my first time with a band and spectators. I started 1 year ago. What do you think? And then Tim replied to them, I was going to point out you just outed your age at 12 years old and Reddit policy has an age requirement of 13, but then I saw your post history and I think there are probably bigger concerns, LOL. And the kid's entire post history is sending requests to girls on Reddit for nudes. And the entire thing is just... like there was one r/nude/non-nude say yes if you're ready to get your dick out and play with yourself to me, and the kid just wrote yes. Sending nudes to the first 69 comments replied send nudes.
I cannot imagine being a horny teenager with access to the internet now. It would ruin you.
Kids should not be on Reddit.
Yeah.
No. I had access to the internet when I was a teenager and I turned out fine.
That's true.
Unrestricted access to the internet since I was like 6 years old.
Yeah. And we all
could go wrong.
Exactly. And then this is really, this is a good one. You come home from work and I'm waiting for you. What do you do? And he just wrote, I fuck you hard and eat your pussy.
Oh, God. Can we get a water check, Dan? When was the last time you had water?
I drank a bunch of water yesterday because I was moving stuff around in here and severely dehydrated.
Nice awesome. Job.
Okay.
Happy for you.
Good job.
Wow, that might be the best Dan water update we've ever gotten. Like the most recent amount of water you've had.
Yeah, I had a really bad headache. So it was after I drank like 3 or 4 Red Bulls.
Okay.
That'll do it.
Compensate.
Yeah. Well, if you want to send in a listener block, you can do so by sending us an email at blocked@blockparty.com. If you want to donate to the show, it's at patreon.com/blockparty. $5 a month gets you access to 3 bonus episodes every single month. Last week, we had Lance St. Laurent back on the show, a film scholar, to review the Avro Arrow, CBC's most watched miniseries of all time, featuring a miscast Dan Aykroyd. It was a really fun time, so you can check that out. And this week coming up, it's the return of everyone's favorite, Heck Cullen, our serious interview series. We had sports writer and radio personality for the Raptors and Blue Jays, Blake Murphy, join us. We learned a lot about sports writing and stadium food and lots of good stuff. We had a great time with Blake. So you can check that out on our Patreon. You also get access to all of our back episodes immediately. So if you want to poison your brain with more of this shit, there's like 200 bonus episodes there you can check out. We also have ad-free episodes, merch discounts, a whole lot more. So check it out, patreon.com/blockparty. We're also on Block Party Pod at Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You can get the video of this episode on YouTube at Blocked Party, and we're also on Blue Sky at Block Party. And of course, if you like the show, tell a friend. We are here at the end of the show, which means it is time for the top three.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Uno, 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 uno.
Mustard.
3.
Socks.
2.
Girlfriends.
Uno, 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 uno.
All right, Becca, I know you've been racking your brain. What's the top three going to be? What are you going with?
Yeah. I was thinking a couple months ago, you guys passed, 5 years of doing the pod?
Yeah.
You didn't really acknowledge it.
6 years.
6?
No. November was 6 years. Yeah, started in November 2018.
No.
Yeah, but that's 5 years.
Yeah, 5 and a half. Yeah, sorry. This will be 6 years.
You didn't really acknowledge it in any way or like do anything for it.
No, we didn't.
And when I was trying to think of a top three, I got John to send me the list of all the previous top threes that your wonderful listener put together.
Yes.
And I would like to know your top three, favorite top three. Now,
do we have access to the list right now?
Well, yeah, Stefan, we have access to the list.
No, John, I know. I mean, can you link it here and I can take a look? Because I forget everything about every episode as soon as I'm done recording, basically.
Yeah, as soon as you're done recording, you check out and you don't think about anything until the next time we get on here.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, you do need prep. Yeah.
Well, look, I recorded a song for this one, so.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. I liked it.
Thank you.
I dropped it in the chat, Stefan.
All right, top three
categories. You don't have to say like obviously what the answers were for any of those or anything.
Right. Okay. Well, Becca, you got to start us off here because you have also listened to every episode of the show.
Yeah.
So I guess from your perspective, this is like the ones you enjoyed the most as a listener.
The ones that are most memorable to me. I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
To go with top three. Your number three.
My number three is top three Olympic medals. That was Graham Clark, and I like a simple top three. I like one that is a little bit, ironic or funny or whatever you want to call that one. And I just thought it was, I thought that was a great top three category, Olympic medals.
Okay.
That is a good one. Stefan?
I'm going to go with David Roth, I think his first appearance on the show. Things that you're looking forward to doing as an elderly man.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very fun one. I like that one a lot because it's something I think about a lot.
Like what you want to do when you're an elderly man?
I mean, it's just going to be this. I'll have a different chair, presumably, but...
Yeah, you'll still be streaming and podcasting as an old man.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, why not, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, my number three, I'm going to go, and this is a little bit of recency bias, but I'm going to go with Dave Harris, Porno Megs, your favorite Porno Megs from when you were a teenager, kind of fits in with our block of the week. this week, our listener block, but also Becca and I recently went to a vintage store here in Calgary and they had vintage Playboys. And I was like flipping through them and it just like the flood of memories was just wild. Not in a horny way. When I was a kid, horny for sure. But that was like how we had to get porno when I was a teen. It was like I had a friend whose dad had a subscription to Playboy and he just like stole a few of his dad's Playboys. And that was like the first time I ever saw a naked woman. And so it's just like the flood of nostalgia for some reason, like looking at an old Playboy was crazy. I don't know. Yeah. It just really brought me back to a time and place. So I'm going to go with that one. Dave Harris, porno mags from when you were growing up.
Great choice.
Becca, you're number two.
All right. My number two, I believe this was an Adam Christie episode. No, I know it was an Adam Christie episode.
We got to have an Adam Christie top three.
Oh, his top threes are so good. It was, it seemed very innocent or simple from the outset. It was top three things you like about your girlfriend. So I liked that for obvious reasons. But it also gave us the very memorable moment on the pod where Adam revealed that his girlfriend is actually the bone collector.
Yes.
So that terrifying. Always sticks out to me as a great top three. Yeah.
Classic memory. Yeah. Stefan, you're number two.
I'm going to go with this was Bobby Warner and he was in person. And this was a very funny top three to me because it was top three restaurants in the area. Cause he was just like, he just wanted, he was going to go get something to eat afterwards. And he was like, what are some good places to eat around here?
That is a good one. Yeah. My number two, I think this one was funny to answer, but also sort of a star making performance on the podcast that you would say.
This might be the same as my number one.
If you can be a star on this podcast, but it's Raquel Belmonte, the top POV, porno POVs, where Raquel revealed that she wanted to get railed on a boat.
Yes.
It might be the hardest we've ever laughed on the show.
Yeah.
And it was, just like a very, very, and it was like, not even for me, like I didn't really, POV scenarios you would like to watch, preferably porn, but it didn't have to be porn, I guess. And then Raquel was like, I want to get railed on a boat. And it felt like in that moment, everybody was like, oh yeah, Raquel's one of my favorite guests. So
yeah,
that's my number two.
All right.
Becca, your number one.
My number one, it's actually also an Adam Christie.
Oh.
I could not find it on this spreadsheet, so I don't know if one episode was missed or if I am just missing it. So I might butcher exactly what it was, but it was something to the effect of, if ketchup was sentient,
yes,
what top three condiments would fuck it or something. Can you remember what it was?
Yeah, I just remember writing it down on the old top three whiteboard is sentient ketchup.
I can't find it here on the list. But
yeah, no, it's not.
I think it's maybe the one thing missing from the list.
Yeah, Sarah might have just missed that.
But I think it was like, what condiments would fuck ketchup?
It might have been a bonus, yeah.
It might have been a bonus. Because I don't think all the bonuses are not on here. It's just the regulars. Adam Christie has only been on one main episode.
Really?
And he was on episode 100.
Yeah, we got to have him back on for a main.
Yeah, we do. It's been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's my number one.
Yeah, so that was a bonus episode. That's why it's not on the list. Okay. But yeah, because when we do Hell Blocks and Cull in the Herd, we still do a top three. Mm-hmm. But they're not all on this list. So, but that was obviously.
That was a hilarious top three.
A great one, yes. Stefan, you're number one.
It was the Raquel one. That's the specific one that came up. And I thought of that without the sheet even, but I'll do a different one here. And this one, I think I like a top three where it's like, if you knew what the top three topic was, you could like guess who the guest was that did it.
Yeah.
And this is ways that you would like to be killed, but survive in a cartoon. And it's our friend Branson Reese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, a good one.
Who else would that be? That's a very fun one. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been lots of good death ones, like Christine Bordelon, Ways to Die in Ancient Rome was memorable, and also Chris Locke's Which Torture Instrument Would You Like to Die By was also good. But I'm going to go for my number one, another, I would say, star-making top three from our friend Raft, top three things that come out of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was, again, I think a moment where everybody was like, oh yeah, Raft is going to be on this show 10 more times.
Yeah.
and obviously they were a great guest even before the top three, but the top three really cemented it. Because I think one of their answers was a baby, which I like wasn't even yes. thinking about in the moment. And then I was like, oh, yeah, right. I guess that does come out of your body.
Did Raft also do top three holes?
Yes, Raft was top three holes.
I think yeah. Derek did that, too.
Oh, maybe it was Derek.
I think I think we've done that one twice, possibly.
But I feel like Raquel... Raft?
Oh yeah, no, maybe yeah. Top three holes maybe is Derek. We have rafts are things that come out of your body, places to shit your pants, and things that could be dicks.
Yes.
Oh yes.
So. I want to do an honorable mention too, which was Paul Bay. It was top three things in your earthquake kit, and I said tomato paste for some reason.
You got that. Might have been the most you've ever gotten raked by the listeners after.
Yeah.
Like they just were like, "What are you talking
really
about?"
Stupid.
Well,
yeah.
Pizza toppings kind of started the whole.
That is true.
That's true.
Sauce and cheese. And
that was Andrea
an implied
Jen, I believe, right?
Topping,
yeah.
right?
That was yeah. Andrea. I think,
God, there's
right?
so many yeah. good.
We've had a lot
there's
of
so many
really
good
ones. Top
three. Top yeah. three things you'd want to be pegged with.
That was a Raquel.
Yeah.
That was a Raquel one. That was recent. Yeah. Top three
but yeah,
items you'd like to
I just
to be
really
with.
Appreciate the listener who put this together because I
yes,
had
thank
some
you.
Good laughs just going through and remembering
yes,
some of these.
Thank you, Sarah. We got to share. I haven't shared the link outside of the Discord, I don't think. But so I'll put the link up this week. Sarah has every top three we've ever done on the show on here and every question that's ever been asked in a Blocked Party mailbag. So there, it's two different Google Sheets and it's really good. So yes, thank you. And yeah, there's so many good ones. I also remember Brian Quinby, the worst restaurant atmospheres. That was sort of a legendary,
yeah. Yeah.
like worst places to sit in and eat.
Cartoon characters that you wanted to fuck.
The first
that
one
was
ever.
The first
yeah.
ever top yeah. three was hottest cartoon characters. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. It's a lot going on, but, anyway, thank you, Becca. Great top three.
Thanks
great,
for having me.
Great episode. Thank you for coming back. Before we go, what would you like to plug?
Nothing.
You
what about,
plug
what about
your
art?
Yeah, plug your art.
I just haven't been good at updating it.
So?
My art Instagram is Cold Handshake. I do some lino cut printing there. And yeah.
You can plug stuff if you haven't been doing it. Like every time I play a guy in Rocket League and his name is twitch.tv/something. And I go to check if he streamed. He hasn't streamed in like 6 years. And he has 2 followers. So you can plug anything. You
okay.
Want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I don't update it super often, but hopefully doing a bit more of that coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
yeah,
all.
That's great. Okay. So give Becca a follow at Cold Handshake. You can follow us Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at Block Party Pod, Blue Sky at Block Party, Video at youtube.com/@Blocked Party. You can donate to the show at patreon.com/Blocked Party. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.